USA Radio News.
Ukrainian officials said this week that roughly one-third of its infrastructure has been demolished by Russia's invading forces. The infrastructure minister said $100 billion in damage has been inflicted on the nation's infrastructure, but added that the bill could run as high as $500 billion when everything from homes to roads has been tallied up. The Justice Department says it will not appeal a federal district judge's ruling that ended the nation's federal mask mandate on public transit. However, it said it will defer to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. On Monday, a judge in Florida ended the sweeping mandate. A Justice Department spokesman called the federal mask order, quote, a valid exercise of the authority Congress has given the CDC to protect the public health, unquote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The Cleveland Browns are under investigation regarding potentially rigged games.
Sports Illustrated is reporting the National Football League is investigating the Cleveland Browns for allegedly throwing games that took place during the 2016 and 2017 seasons. Former chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Mary Jo White, is leading the investigation. Ms. White is also in charge of investigating Brian Flores' claims that he was offered $100,000 per loss from Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross during the 2019 season. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pharmaceutical company Moderna hopes to offer updated COVID-19 boosters in the fall that combine its original vaccine with protection against other variants. On Tuesday, Moderna said its goal is to produce a combination shot that specifically targets the Omicron variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Governors in border states and beyond are banding together to stop illegal crossings at the U.S. southern border.
The heads of 26 states are joining together in what's being called the American Governor's Border Strike Force. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey details the new coalition.
Today we are announcing the American Governor's Border Strike Force. This is a majority of America's governors stepping up to do what the Biden administration refuses to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The goal, they say, is to share intelligence and invest in analysis as a way to stop human and drug smuggling. Membership includes border states like Texas and Arizona, but also includes states that are far away from Mexico, such as Montana and North Dakota. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Netflix suffered its first subscriber loss in more than a decade. It caused its shares to plunge 26% in extended trading amid concerns the streaming service may have already seen its best days. The company's customer base fell by 200,000 subscribers during the January through March period. It now expects to lose another 2 million subscribers during the April through June period. If you're planning a dream vacation to Hawaii, take note. Sun Country Airlines is cutting service to Hawaii for the rest of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.